This is Small Business Big World, our weekly podcast prepared by the team at Paper Trails. Owning and running a small business is hard. Each week, we'll dive into the challenges, headaches, trends, fun, and excitement of running a small business. After all, small businesses are the heartbeat of America, and our team is here to keep them beating. Hello, hello. Welcome to Small Business Big World, our weekly small business podcast. We are here joined today by Graham Duval from Valued Productions. Graham's a video expert today, so you're probably watching us. You might be watching us on video, hopefully YouTube somewhere. Graham's kind of the mastermind behind all this stuff and helps us. We've been working with Graham for about a year now, and it's done some really great things for us. So welcome,
yeah,
Graham.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. Yeah. It's exciting.
So talk to me about kind of your background. How'd you get into video and, yeah, and production and all that stuff?
Yeah, so I've been creating videos since iMovie came out. Like, that was, when that came out, I was just like, wow, this is...
Did you have, like, the purple Mac?
Oh, yeah, the purple Mac. All right. Yep, most definitely. And so creating home movies, school projects, we got a lot of awards in high school. I went to college after high school for film studies. So, like, I knew I wanted to do this, but it took me into the music world. I started doing videos for music, played more music. You know, the starving artist thing doesn't work too well, you know what I mean? And so I ended up going back to college for music business, thinking, like, how do I monetize this music thing? And took some video production classes, and it reignited that passion I had in high school. And so when I graduated, you know, I started my own business instead of getting, like, a corporate job in the music business. And the rest is history. Just been...
And today you help small business owners with our video needs,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So I mean, but you still do a lot of music. I know.
Yeah. Oh, yes, most definitely.
But so what are the things that you're doing with small businesses to help, you know, create content and, yeah, and put it out there? We certainly, you know, I'm just as guilty, you know, scrolling, you know, through the TikTok and the Instagram reels and all that stuff. So what, you're doing a lot of that work, right?
Yes.
What's that look like?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the world we live in today, everything is video content. Even this podcast here we're doing is going to be video.
Yeah.
And so you have it at your fingertips. And so what we do is help create that platform for businesses to get their message in front of their ideal customer using this medium of video.
Right. And so you do, I mean, there's different forms of video, right?
Right.
You've got, you know, we do a lot of short form, you know, mm-hmm, you know, less than a minute kind of tips and tricks and tidbits and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But there's long form too, mm-hmm, right? I mean, that you can use on your websites and
exactly,
for educational videos and things like that. What?
That's an awesome point. 'Cause, like, a lot of people think that just, like, posting videos is just to post videos is the way to do it. But having a strategy behind it where it's like, okay, we're going to grab their attention with this awareness style content that's going to be shorter. Because, I mean, a stranger is only going to give you 15, 30 seconds, 60 seconds tops of their time. But then guiding them through their journey to the website where you can go a little bit more in depth with some longer form stuff, explain a topic a little bit more, and having that continuity across that whole customer journey, guiding them with video content, yep, is so key.
So we struggled at the beginning, and you helped us with this, is how do we, you know, we knew our goal was to educate our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that payroll, small business, just like what we're talking about, mm-hmm, today, it's hard, right?
Yeah.
It's a challenge. Every day I come to work and I'm like, okay, what's going to hit me in the face today, right?
Yep.
And so we do a lot of work with our clients to try to proactively say, hey, this is going to hit you in the face. Be ready for it.
Right.
And so we do a lot of content with that. So certainly educating is our primary goal. But, you know, certainly video generally is an investment, a financial,
yes,
investment.
Yep. Yep.
Certainly we've been very happy to continue to support you.
Yes.
And, you know, but certainly, you know, it's time,
yep,
which is also important as, yep, as an investment.
Yep.
But we got to monetize that somehow, right?
Yes.
So I think from my perspective, it's retention was one of them.
Right.
But one of the things that we found was, you know, trying to capture leads, sometimes doesn't happen in the way you think it,
yeah,
does.
No, most definitely.
And you know, one of the things that we've taken is, hey, we'll give you a checklist, right? So, mm-hmm, if you like our video, if you follow, yep, our video, if you leave us a comment, yep, there are tools out there that you can say, hey, we'll send you this checklist or this guidebook or this,
exactly,
tool or whatever, and we'll capture, you know, and of course it's a DM, but then it's go to my website and give me your email address.
100%, 100%.
You know, so trying to capture some of that stuff. And certainly, again, it's not always about making a sale. it may also just be about continuing that education process.
Exactly. It's right? about building that trust. Yep. And the what you guys are doing with that is so key, because you're establishing that authority of like who you are. People are building that personal connection before they even right. get into a meeting with you. They've seen your stuff, and that it may not be the direct sale from like, oh, I posted this video and it got me a sale directly like that. It's more that long time horizon that is it, when you do get that sale, it's going to be a much higher quality person. Yep. They're going to have much more trust in you. They're going to stay with you longer. And that's one of the benefits of using video content, is having that piece behind it, that trust. And
yeah, it's true. The trust, the authority. I mean, John, who's our marketing director, always comes back to me and says, you know, 90% of the buying decision is made before they even talk to you.
Right, exactly. Right?
I mean, and we take that really seriously, and we try to build that trust and that authority and give you as much information that you need to make that buying decision mm-hmm. before you even pick up the phone or send me a DM or exactly. any of those type of things. I mean, you know, that's really important to us anyway.
Yeah.
And because quite frankly, you know, we're busy.
Right.
I don't want to talk to you and give you the dog and pony show if I don't have to. Right.
Right. Exactly.
You know, if you don't think you want to buy from me, that's fine. But we've also seen, you know, certainly with all the analytics and the tools that are mm-hmm. out there, we can see that we've had prospects that have noodled around our website, interacted with our videos and everything in between for sometimes 8, 10, 12 months
yep.
until they finally reach out.
Exactly.
So we, you know, we see those through our software and tools that we use, like, mm-hmm. hey, this person isn't engaged yet.
Exactly.
But we obviously continue to build that trust and so forth.
You guys do such a great job with that, because like, and that's where a lot of people have that mistake. It's like, oh, we're going to do some video stuff for like 3 months. Like, you need to build a little bit more of that time. And I think that's a misconception that's out there. It is kind of like a time horizon thing. And like, you're there when that person who noodled around for a little bit wanted to make the decision. Think of if you didn't have videos that time when they were ready to make the decision, if someone else was there, they would have gone with someone else. Yeah.
So it's funny, John, our marketing guy, sent me yesterday some of the TikTok analytics. And we have a video, I don't know if he sent it to you or not, but we had a video from last April, our very first series of short form videos yep. where none of us knew what we were doing. We all looked like lunatics. And it was John's recording, and I don't even remember the topic, but it's only recently picked up.
Exactly.
We've gotten like 60,000 views in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And which is by far our best viewed video
yep.
ever.
Yep.
So John was very excited about that. But it's something that took almost a year to get picked up by the algorithm, which exactly. is another piece of the puzzle, right? I mean, how do these algorithms work?
Oh, it's they're more like, especially like TikTok, they're more interest-based, which with video content is so key, because you're creating content that's going to be valuable to your ideal prospects based on their interests. And so like, the more you can do that education or entertainment and provide that value, it's going to push it further. So like, that's why sometimes it could take that time, but being there to continue showing up and continue to do it, the algorithm pushes to those strangers. And if you're there with the video content, you have that ability to capture that attention.
Sure, and get them to follow you and continue to
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
increase that, right?
I mean, it's like a compounding effect.
But it's so you made a good, you know, good comment there. Ideal client profile, ideal customer mm-hmm. profile, right? I mean, I think, you know, video is a tool in the toolbox.
Yep.
It's not your marketing department. It's
nope.
not your marketing engine. I mean, it's a piece of it,
it's
right?
a piece.
I mean, you still have to have, you know, some other stuff in the background. You have to have the process
yep,
in the background.
Most definitely.
What happens if someone reaches out to you?
Yeah.
Hey, I saw your video. I saw your, you know, dancing cat video, whatever. I want to buy your catnip or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
How do you handle that, right?
Yeah.
What's that? What do people, should people do about that?
Yeah. I think that's such a key point, is like, and that's kind of what sets us apart, is like, we work to actually work with you to come up with that strategy and like think about, it's more than just creating a nice video. Like, okay, how are we going to take that person and capitalize on that attention? Like, are we sending them those checklists, or like, are we having those automations that send out certain things to be able to capitalize on that lead? And so it goes to like think more behind the actual just video.
Right. It's turning the stranger into the customer.
Exactly.
Right. And how do you do that? And you have to be ready to to answer the phone or respond to the email or the Facebook message or the Instagram message or whatever it might be.
Exactly.
You know, what's that process look like? How do you get notified of those, all those things?
Yeah.
And what happens if you get 50 of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. you got to be ready for that.
Right? I mean, we don't, I can say I've been guilty of this, of, you know, there's ads on Facebook to buy stupid t-shirts and God only knows what else. Right?
Yep.
You know, and who knows who I bought that from, right? You know, I bought the stupid t-shirt because it caught my attention, but you have to have that mechanism behind it to capture the sale.
Exactly.
So, you know, I watched the stupid video where you, you know, fell off the roof or whatever, but you were really selling, you know, I don't know, anchors or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's being able to get that.
Exactly.
And we see, you know, we're nowhere near this, but gosh, you know, there's content creators that this is their full-time job now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Making stupid cat videos or whatever.
Yeah.
They're making money on it.
Yeah. And that's true.
That's their business.
That is very true. I think, I'd like to let the listeners know, though, that like it's shifting more and more. There's not as many of those like giant influencers. It's coming more to that like micro size influencer. So like continuing to show up. You guys do a great job with that. Like, you know, educating your customer, having a little bit of entertainment within it as well, so that you are showcasing what you do, but not in a way that's like super salesy. And I think that's such a key piece to... Yeah.
And we've said that, you know, we've written scripts and you've helped us write scripts and plan out content and so forth. And I've said, that's just not us, right?
Exactly.
That's not who we are. I don't want to be the sales guy. I don't want to be the cheapest option. I don't want to be, you know, the value provider. Exactly. That's our value proposition is that we're not any of those things.
Right.
We tell our clients we're not the cheapest option, but we're pretty good at what we do. And we're going to give you the value and all these extra tools and content, like even the podcast where you get to learn about how to do video for your business.
Maybe. Right.
Exactly. So that has nothing to do with payroll or bookkeeping or accounting or HR or any of those things. But but it's something that we all have to figure out in our businesses. And, you know, it's a medium that's out there. And a lot of folks have seen tremendous success. I mean, you have varying clients and you have service providers like us, but you have, you know, other businesses. What are some of your other clients doing?
Yeah.
In terms of creating content and monetizing that content,
So the strategy that we use and you guys, we do it with you at the strategy that works well is having that short form content, grabbing that attention. You know, if you think about it like a funnel, people on the top, it's very wide reach. And then we send them to some longer form content to nurture them because they're strangers that now are willing to give you more of their time. So they're willing to watch something that's 5 minutes or something like that. And so that's what we've been doing a lot with our clients is setting up that process of like consistently posting, consistently showing up, and then creating the longer form stuff for them to actually nurture those clients. And when you can do that strategy, it will help your business grow.
Right. So you create the short form content, push them to your website, drive your brand value video, drive your, you know, product video, a demonstration or whatever you're kind of doing, right?
Exactly.
Those kind of things, you know, there's videos in multiple forms and multiple things.
Yeah. And I think it's key that when you, and I'd like to touch on this, is like when you do drive them to that website with like a brand video or something that's a little bit more in depth, having some testimonials is such a key factor. And you guys have seen this too with what you do. Those testimonials, having someone else talk about your business is game changer. They really are the number one converting form of content because, you know, someone shows up on that page, they see someone else in a similar situation as them, they're going to make that decision.
Trust. Yeah. You're building a trust and authority.
Exactly.
It comes back to that, right?
100%. Yeah.
So one of the things that we've been doing the video stuff for about a little over a year, about a year, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen certain types of content thrive, I will say, or die on different platforms, right? So talk to me about the different platforms. Talk to me about what might do better on certain platforms. Or you said TikTok's interest-based, right?
Yeah.
What's, you know, how does that all work?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is like the social media reels, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube shorts. They're all the vertical shot, up and down style shot video.
Like your phone.
Yeah, exactly. And TikTok is interest-based, but those real styles, the way the algorithm works is it pushes it to strangers. So we like to post the same video across all the platforms because that's a lot of eyeballs when you think about it. Yeah, that's four different platforms that are going to be viewing your video. And you'd see what does perform on which ones. And like you can tell, it's always about analyzing and making data-driven decisions. And like as a business like you are in payroll, I'm sure you guys make a lot of data-driven decisions. Sure. It's the same thing with video content. Like, what's performing here? How can we make more of that? Like, clearly our audience is enjoying this topic more. We need to make more of that. And always checking the analytics to use that as a way forward.
Yeah, I think that's been really key to us. Like I said, we had that one video from a year ago mm-hmm. that took off, has 60,000 views, but the next three videos on TikTok had 40 views.
Yeah.
Right? And yep. then that one didn't take off on Instagram, right? That one's still only 400 views on Instagram
exactly.
or whatever.
So
it's interesting to see those. And there's, you know, we've had videos that have shot through the roof on YouTube Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy in the comments. And sometimes you don't, the audience that it attracts isn't necessarily the audience you might have wanted.
Right, right.
Or didn't intend, not that you
yeah.
want. But
yeah.
I mean, we primarily focus our content to small business owners.
Yeah.
But where we've seen the most engagement is when we talk about employee issues.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's so that our clients are the business, but then their employees are engaging with it. Because we said, hey, you know, one of the ones that got a lot of traction on YouTube was about paying out vacation time.
Right.
Do you have to pay out vacation time? Don't you have to pay it? What's the law? Blah, 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 blah. And the clients, the business owners weren't engaged, but we then saw the employees that said, oh, well, my employer was a shitbag and didn't pay me
yeah.
out. What can I do? Can I sue him? Right.
Right.
I mean, those are the comments we were
right.
getting.
Right.
So it was a totally unintended audience, but it did drive content and did drive some value.
Exactly.
So it's always interesting. We've been doing it a year. I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
Have you figured it out?
There's really, it's all about consistently like making adjustments and tweaking. There's not too much to figure out. The algorithms push to people outside of your immediate network. And so if you can just like look at it and make more of what people like, that's the easiest way to figure it out.
Right.
You know, and even if the unintended audience comes, you're still thinking about, it's like networking. You know what
yeah.
I mean? The person you're networking with isn't necessarily the person you're trying to get the sale with. You want the person that they know.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's how kind of the video
sure.
world works with yeah, that.
I mean, we talk about building trust and authority. You know, our business is founded primarily on referrals.
Right.
Right. So most of our clients come to us through another client or through a trusted advisor like you or
exactly.
an accountant or something like that. And so we have to be good at what we do. We have to be knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we're continuing to build that trust and knowledge through our network.
Exactly.
So and we continue to push information to those people that send us business
exactly.
because, you know, you never know. They may already be a client. They may already send you stuff, but it may need to be the next person that they
right.
recommend.
So exactly.
The reach, I think, is huge.
So key. And
right.
and especially in today's world, like coming 2024 now, the reach of organic is so much more powerful, in my opinion, than just like running a bunch of ads. Like we've done the ad thing a little bit.
Yep.
The results on the organic side is definitely clearly
yeah.
the way to go.
We stopped paying for ads.
Yeah, yeah.
And Graham was pissed. He's like, what? Are you firing me? No,
yeah.
no, that's not the case at all. We were finding that I was spending, $1,000 a month
yep.
on promoting these videos and we were not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
We weren't getting any more engagement. We weren't getting any more leads. We weren't getting anything out of it.
Exactly.
So, but we were seeing the organic content, just letting things ride.
Right.
Yep. We were getting engagement.
Exactly.
So that, again, a data-driven
yep.
decision. You know,
yep.
I sunk money into something that didn't return any value.
Yep.
And that's fine. We figured it out.
Yep. Yep.
But that's definitely, is something you learn
yeah.
as you go through things.
Exactly.
So talk about, cost, right? We're all business owners.
Yep.
We all have budgets. We all have,
most definitely.
Finite. We don't have, an unlimited bank account.
Of course.
What's it cost to do some of the, video production? What's it cost
yeah.
to post on these things and get things organized? And what's that usually cost, right?
Yeah.
The investment? What do you have to spend?
That's a great question. So, I mean, there really is a varied from, you're looking anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, about to do a video project, and it depends on how in depth you're going. But a sweet spot's like $3,000 to $5,000.
And that's a one-time investment, right?
Yeah.
You want to do something monthly or quarterly or whatever.
Exactly.
You're going to keep going.
Because like we help our clients. Our biggest thing is to give them their time back, like you were mentioning. Yeah. Like you now don't have to worry about posting on all these social medias. You don't have to worry about all this other stuff. You can focus on your revenue generating activities based on what we're doing with the video content.
So if I just want to set my phone on a ring light and start recording videos.
Yep.
There's no cost to post on these things, right?
Nope.
I could edit my own video. I mean, There's probably not a lot of editing going on, but you know, what is that $3,000 to $5,000 gets? It's not, I don't have to buy a camera. Whoever you're hiring has their own equipment, those kind of things, right? They're editing the videos and making them professional quality.
Yep.
All that stuff is included, right?
100%.
Or can be, right? Yeah. Not necessarily. Everything's a la carte.
It is. But like for us, we're going to post everything for you. We're going to film everything. We're going to edit everything. We're going to come up with script ideas. This is like a collaborative effort, you know, as far as like helping guide you. I mean, you're the expert in your business, so you're going to come up with what works for you. But helping in that guidance process and then taking care of essentially everything as far as like other than the you showing up to be there when we're actually filming,
right?
You know, and so that'll cover that. And I do suggest, we do have phones in our pocket, and I do suggest that people start putting content out. But if you actually want that video content to match the high quality brand that you are, you want your time back, that's when you can call someone like myself and we can start working on that.
Right. So what you're offering is more than just recording, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of consulting.
Yeah, exactly.
You're guiding through the process. It's a full service solution. It's not just, I'm going to show up and record and leave.
Yep.
You know, it's how do we follow that through from creating the content, making it look professional, getting your message out.
Exactly.
And either getting more business.
Yep.
Or engaging with your current clientele, things
most,
like that.
Most right? definitely. And I consider myself a video strategist and not just a videographer. Like a videographer is going to come in, they're going to create the nice production and they'll hand you a nice production. And it's like, okay, now what? You know, we're actually sitting down. What's the strategy? How are we getting in front of that person? What's the whole process? How are we guiding them through the customer journey and actually doing the posting and doing the whole distribution and all that stuff? So like a full done for you service.
So I keep talking about the algorithm because I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I know I've sent you things. So yep. I'm like, hey, this is the best time to post on this channel and that channel. So are there good times and bad times? And because we're scrolling at night or in the morning or
on the toilet
or wherever anyone happens to
there
be.
There is
right?
good times and to post, and it's based on your audience. Like I've got the tools that we look at like for your audience that I can tell like when they're engaging with the videos more than other times. And so I tend to post on those times. And I usually do it like on the off hour, like if it, instead of 11, we'll do like 11:30 or 11:15 or something like that. But I have analytics and it all comes down to that data-driven decisions to see that most people are engaging. Some days it's this time, some days it's this time. And then testing too, like, okay, we'll test. Okay, maybe they are engaging more of the time. Let's try a different time to see if it does make a difference, because that's marketing, it's testing as well.
There's a lot of testing and research and try again.
Exactly.
Right? You know, it's interesting. I see things in my feeds from 3 weeks ago, right? I mean, that it may not be just because you posted at 6 a.m. today. When I wake up at 7 o'clock and I'm, you know, scrolling in bed or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, it's I still see things from 3 weeks ago. So the algorithm's changed. I know, I think we had a conversation about this. Instagram now, you post a photo, post multiple pieces in one post, a photo, and then you got to swipe to see the video.
Exactly.
Kind of thing, right? That's a new thing.
Yep. That's a new strategy. The carousel post. So like, you almost get like two opportunities to show up for someone. They'll be scrolling on their feed. They'll see the photo. If they don't engage with that, okay, then what Instagram will do is the next time, they'll put the video clip up on the feed. And so then it's just another strategy to get in front of people.
Mark Zuckerberg's always changing things.
Oh, that was a bane of my existence. I literally figure out something one day and then it's like completely in the opposite spot the next day.
You know, that's business, right?
Yep,
I mean,
that is.
We all changed. I mean, there have been days in my career where, you know, I thought I had something figured out, and gosh, something changed.
Yep.
Right? And it's so different than this. And we have to continue to educate ourselves and continue to evolve. It's not, you know, the good old days of punching in, punching out with, you know, filling out the ledger book and leaving are gone, right?
I mean, even just doing the content with you guys and helping promote your business, I've seen the changes in your industry in just the time that we've been working together, you know?
I know when we first met, I was like, okay, this person does content. We like this person. Mm-hmm. These are some of the influencers that, you know, we want to be like, mm-hmm. right? And you know, I guess imitation's the best form of flattery, right?
Yeah.
You know, but certainly we create our own content and our own topics and gosh, if you can't talk about your business all day long, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't be in business.
Right.
Right. That's what I say. We have no problem every month coming up with content, right?
No.
Whether it's customer stories, whether it's, you know, we're in a very heavily regulated business. You know, whether it's regulatory things, compliance issues, state laws, you know, even sometimes it's just, hey, what happened down the street, right?
Right.
Customer story, you know, employee stories. Sometimes it's technology. Hey, this Most tool's definitely. Out there for you. I mean, there's so many things that we deal with. You know, we have our team at this point, you know, if people are calling and asking questions, mm-hmm. we tell our team, write that down.
Yeah.
Right? If that's a new question, write that down.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how we create our content. We answer the questions that they're asking.
That is
You know, it takes time. You know, mm-hmm. the first few times, I think we struggled.
Yep. Yeah.
And then we realized, yeah, we could talk about anything.
And exactly. Exactly.
You know, there's a lot to doing what we do. And that's in any business. If you're a contractor, let's talk about the difference between a 10-penny hammer and a five penny hammer. I don't know.
Exactly.
Right? You know, it might be boring to most people, but
but the people that are looking for that interest, it's going to show up. And you talked about, like, you see something show up in your feed 3 weeks later, according to what it says. That's because of interest base. You know, you might have been scrolling and watching a couple of videos similar to that topic, and now the algorithm's like, oh, but there's this one too, you know, and so it'll show you that, you know. And so if you're there with those pieces, you capture that ability.
And the algorithms are changing all the time.
Even for your own
interests, right? I mean, I could tell you when I was building a house, certainly, you know, I always say everyone's always listening, right? I'm talking about appliances, and the next thing you know, I've got I got every appliance in my feed, right?
Most definitely.
But now I don't see those anymore,
right?
Because obviously I'm not engaging with those.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, that's something to think about as well, is in keeping that engagement going.
So key.
Is certainly important.
Yeah, right? Most definitely. Because you just said it right there, like, that you were looking for appliances, the appliance things showed up. So you want to be the one, especially, or if whoever your business is, like, but as payroll, you know, you want to be the one showing up when people are having that same thing. Like, they're looking for payroll, they're scrolling, and they may not be making the decision right now, but it's on their mind.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how those things show up when
I mean, you're talking about, you know, who God only knows, a pizza oven.
Yep.
And then to friends at the bar, and then all of a sudden you get home and you're scrolling and there's, you know, there's the Uni app. Like,
well, we're done this podcast, we're going to have something on our phones.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, no, I always like a business challenge
personally. Yeah,
you know, I like to see what's out there, try the new things, you know, what's working for everybody else. And I think, you know, certainly we've seen the value of video and educating our clients. And again, it's not always about direct monetization necessarily. Mm-hmm. It might also be about educating your clients. And,
exactly.
You know, it's funny, you know, one of my good friends, he goes, you know, we've done some quirky ones where, mm-hmm. you know, one's like a crash, you know, and so he'd walk into my office every once in a while and just say, crash. And then that video was about your employees breaking your property.
Yep.
Right? Like, hey, the dishwasher dropped a stack of plates. Can I take that out of their check?
Exactly.
Well, the answer is no. Well, okay, my buddy comes to me and he goes, you know, 2 months after we did that video, after he said crash to me 37 times, saying, oh, you made a stupid video, you know. And he goes, hey, you know, he's a landscaper and one of his employees knocked over a $200 planter, custom clay planter, and he wanted to take that out of his check to buy the client a new planter. And I said, did you even watch that full 30-second reel? I know you did because you said crash 20 times,
right?
But you never followed through to the end to know that you can't charge that employee for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was kind of had a light bulb. He's like, oh, you actually were trying to tell me something? I'm like,
Most definitely.
You know, certainly, you know, again, we're probably all guilty of it. You see the first, you have... How long to capture someone? Milliseconds.
You have milliseconds, but there's really like that 3 seconds max in the beginning of the video to really
people are going to invest in that.
Right? Yeah.
Well, awesome. This was a lot, Graham. Do you have any other thoughts on video? I mean, no, just business for video in general.
We've covered a lot today, and I appreciate being on here. I mean, you guys have really done a lot with some of these strategies, especially here in Maine, and what I see a lot of other businesses doing. You guys really paving the way for that, and I see
it's
that.
Been fun.
It's awesome.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. You've given us a lot of information today. How do folks find you?
Yeah, my website is VALUDProductions, allone word.com, and I'm on all social medias at VALUDProductions, so Valued Productions, all social medias.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you, Graham. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Chris.
Reminder, remember, please subscribe, like us on Small Business Big World, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all those kind of things. You keep on top of everything we're talking about. Don't forget to subscribe, give us feedback, review us. If you have something, please reach out. You know, we always want to know what you want to hear about. So please feel free to reach out. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Small Business Big World. This podcast is a production of Paper Trails. We are a payroll and HR company based in Kennebunk, Maine, and we serve small and mid-sized businesses across New England and the country. If you found this podcast helpful, don't forget to follow us at Paper Trails Payroll across all social media platforms, and check us out at papertrails.com for more information. As a reminder, the views, opinions, and thoughts expressed are the hosts and guests alone. The material presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only and should not be considered legal or financial advice. By inviting this guest to our podcast, Paper Trails does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific individual, organization, product, or service.